understanding of Islam. Allah, help me understanding of Islam. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome dear viewers of Madani channel to a brand new program by the name of Articles of Faith. Inshallah, in this program, we will learn and delve into the topic of the Islamic beliefs. What a Muslim should have beliefs in regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about the prophets, alayhimu salatu wasalam, about the angels of Allah, about jinnat, heaven and hell, and the day of judgment. All of these topics will be inshallah covered in this brand new program, Articles of Faith. Let's first begin with the blessings of Durood-e Pak. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has said that the one who recites salat upon me one time, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends 10 blessings upon him. Subhanallah, this hadith is narrated in Sahih Muslim. Let's all with love and devotion recite Durood-e Pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Articles of faith. Articles of faith, what are they? What do they comprehend of, and what things do we need to know and understand, or obligatory upon us to learn and understand about our articles of faith or the Islamic belief system? First of all, I'd like to bring the viewers back to a bit of their past history. Think back to when you was in the madrasa. And many of the viewers might have gone through the madrasa system, and in the madrasa system there normally be a syllabus of learning Quran, learning du'as, learning the kalimas, learning the surahs of by heart. From amongst the syllabus, normally we be taught the imane mufassal. Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawmil akhiri wa qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allahi ta'ala wal ba'thi ba'd al maut. I've jogged a few memories. So this is what is learned and taught in the madrasa. Well, what is this? What does this mean? What is it to do with? So this exactly is going over the articles of faith. Things that we as Muslims need to believe in order to be classified as a believer, as a mu'min, as a Muslim. What is that? Number one, amantu billahi. I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the first and foremost essential of a Muslim, that he has to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the correct beliefs regarding Allah azza wa jal. Secondly, wa malaikatihi, and his angels, believing in the angels of Allah, wa kutubihi, his books, wa rusulihi, his prophets, wal yawmil akhiri, and the last day, meaning the day of judgment, wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allah ta'ala, and destiny, qadr. To believe in destiny, good destiny and bad, comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْبَعْثِ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ, and finally, the resurrection after death. These are the articles of faith. These are what the religion of Islam, the aqaid of Islam, the creed of Islam is based upon. Where does this stem from? Where do we understand these, or where did these concepts come from? The proof of this is from a very famous hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is known as Hadithu Jibra'il. And this is reported in the Sahih Muslim of Imam al-Muslim. It's narrated that Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an, he reports that we were sitting with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and a man appeared with very white clothes and extremely black hair. And there was no sign of travel on him. And we do not also recognize this person as well. So there was no sign that he's a traveler. There was no sign that we recognize this person from amongst our community. It was someone who was a stranger. He goes on to say that he sat down in front of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he rested his knees with the knees of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he put his hands on the thighs. And the man then said that, O Muhammad, tell me about Islam. Tell me about Islam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied that Islam is to testify that there is no God but Allah and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. To establish prayer, to give charity, to fast in the month of Ramadan, and to perform the pilgrimage to the house of Allah if it's possible. After saying these words, the Prophet ﷺ, when he mentioned these words, in reply to what the Prophet said, that man said, you have spoken truthfully. And people were surprised as to the answer that that person gave. That he is asking the question, and then he also is affirming the answer and saying that you have spoken the truth, you have given the correct answer. And then he asked a second question, and this is the main part of the hadith that I want to elaborate on today, inshallah. He asked that, what is iman? Tell me about faith, about iman. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he replied that faith, iman, is to believe in Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers, the last day, and to believe that destiny, good and bad, come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the man in reply, again he said, you have spoken truthfully. So this was a very strange incident that occurred. And the person who came and asked the question, and then on top of that, in reply to the answer, he was affirming the answer, saying that you have spoken the truth. The hadith further on elaborates some other aspects of religion. But at the end, the Prophet ﷺ, he asks that, O Umar, do you know who that person was? And Umar in reply, radiallahu ta'ala, he replied, Umar ibn Khattab, he replied that Allah and his messenger know best, Allah wa Rasuluhu A'lam. And the Prophet then replied and said, verily, he was Jibra'il, the angel Jibra'il. He came to teach your religion. Subhanallah. So from this we can understand, my dear viewers of Madreen channel, that the articles of faith are mentioned within this hadith. To believe in Allah, to believe in His angels, His Rasuls, the Prophets, His books, to believe in destiny, good and bad, this is mentioned in this hadith. Now I want to elaborate more on this aspect. The question was asked, what is iman? What is faith? Now the definition of faith, what is the definition of faith? In Tafsir Qurtubi, Imam Al-Qurtubi has mentioned that a dictionary definition of the word iman is to affirm, i.e. to believe something to be true. So the literal meaning of iman is to affirm. And in Tafsir Na'imi, it's mentioned that another literal meaning of iman is to bring peace. As a believer brings peace and protection from himself, from eternal punishment by embracing correct beliefs, hence the embracing of correct beliefs is called iman. So the embracing of correct beliefs, so not just believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not knowing about the beliefs regarding Allah, but adopting them beliefs which are correct beliefs, this is called iman. And in Shari'i terms, the definition of iman goes that iman means to affirm wholeheartedly all of those things which are considered to be dururiyatuddin. Dururiyatuddin. So what does that mean? Dururiyatuddin means essentials of Islam, essentials of religion, things which we have to adhere to and believe in. So iman is to affirm and to believe in all of the aspects of the dururiyatuddin. So now what is the definition of dururiyatuddin, the essentials of Islam, the essentials of religion? So the essentials of Islam means those Islamic commandments which are known to every ordinary as well as special Muslim individuals. Few examples we'll go through. For example, believing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being one. Believing that Allah is the one and only God. This is essential of Islam. To believe in all of the prophets alayhi salatu wasalam. To believe that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the last and final messenger of Allah, the seal of prophethood. To believe in salah as being an obligatory act. To believe fasting in the month of Ramadan as being an obligatory act. To believe in the hajj, to believe in zakat. All of these things are part of the dururiyatuddin, the essentials of Islam. Things which every layman and special Muslim, meaning ulama, they understand and have a, and they are common to them. So to disbelieve in any of these aspects of the essentials of Islam, this will cause or render a person to become a disbeliever. He will now leave the folds of Islam. Disbelief. What is the definition of disbelief? So literally, disbelief means to hide something. To hide something is the literal meaning of disbelief. And in Sharia terms, in its legal definition, it means to deny even a single aspect of the essentials of Islam, the dururiyatuddin. This is called disbelief. Even if one affirms the rest of the essentials of Islam but disbelieves in just one or rejects just one, he will still be classified as a disbeliever, as a kafir. An example of this is belief in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam being the last and final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If someone does not believe in this, and ma'adallah, he believes in someone else to be the last messenger, or believes that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not the seal of prophethood, then this case, the person has rejected the dururiyatuddin, the essential of religion. Even though he affirms everything else, he believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he believes in fasting, in praying, and all other aspects of religion, which are dururiyatuddin. He believes in all the obligatory acts, but he just rejects this one thing about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam being the final messenger of Allah, then he will still be classified as a disbeliever and not as a Muslim. This is very important. So from this we can understand who is a Muslim, who is a disbeliever, and hopefully, my dear viewers, will now have a bit of an understanding regarding the essentials of Islam, the dururiyatuddin. Learning about the essentials of Islam, or learning about belief, which in Arabic is called aqidah. And aqidah, the literal meaning of aqidah is to tie a knot, or to tie something. And that is how strong our belief should be. That it should be like a knot. That if no matter who pulls on our iman, but our iman should never become weak, we should be strong. And in fact, if someone pulls on our iman like a knot, when you pull the knot, it becomes tighter, our iman should also become tighter as well, and stronger. So learning about aqaid, learning about the Islamic beliefs, this is an important action for a Muslim. And the scholars of Islam have said it is fard, obligatory to learn about aqaid, about Islamic beliefs. How and where does this stem from? A hadith of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, which is mentioned in one of the books of the Siha Sitta, the six authentic books of hadith. One of them books is Ibn Majah. A hadith has been mentioned in Ibn Majah that the Prophet ﷺ said, "Talabul ilmi faridatun ala kulli muslim." That learning, seeking knowledge is fard, obligatory upon every Muslim. This includes Muslim males as well as Muslim females. So what exactly do we have to learn? Is learning all aspects of religion, or learning all aspects, or seeking knowledge regarding everything, is this obligatory? What aspects are obligatory to learn? So the scholars of Islam have elaborated on this hadith and have mentioned that whatever is fard upon you to do, so whatever actions is fard upon you to do, those things are also fard upon you to learn. As well as this, as you further go on in your life, things start to affect you in different ways. For example, you go a bit older and then you want to go and get married. So learning about the rulings of nikah, this will now become obligatory upon you. If you want to then go into business and trade, then learning about the rulings of trade and how to safeguard yourself from riba, from usury, and all these things, you will have to start learning about the rules related to that as well. So like this, anything that comes upon a person during his life, those things are now obligatory upon him to learn as well. The Islamic rulings related to them things. But the first and foremost thing that the scholars of Islam have mentioned for us as Muslims that we have to learn in terms of obligatory learning, the fard ulum, which is known as in Arabic, is regarding aqaid, regarding the belief, Islamic theology, Islamic creed. We have to learn about that first and foremost. A person, he might not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but if he prays his salah, or if he pray, or if he gives zakat, or he does fast in Ramadan, his actions or his worship is of no avail because he doesn't even believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first and foremost aspect is belief. So you have to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and correct and have the correct beliefs, no corrupt beliefs. And then comes the aspect of the worship and the righteous actions. So learning about aqaid comes first and foremost. Dear viewers of Madin channel, alhamdulillah, we just learned regarding the definition of iman and different aspects of iman. What does it mean to be a Muslim? The definition of a Muslim. It's very important that we hold close our iman and treasure that blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Many of the viewers that are watching this program, they may have been born Muslims. They may not have had to go through that struggle of becoming a Muslim. Many of them must have been born as a Muslim. And this is a very great blessing of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you with iman without even asking for it. So we need to cherish our iman. We need to make sure that no damage is caused to our iman and it is safe from any impurities. What do I mean by impurities? Things which go against Islamic beliefs. And how can we do that? Is by learning the knowledge of Islam. By studying the aqaid, studying the belief system of a Muslim. Iman is such a treasure that if we don't really keep hold of that treasure and keep it safe and safeguard our iman, there could be a chance of losing our iman as well at the time of death. In fact, a story has been mentioned regarding a person by the name of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Ahmad Mu'adhin Rahmatullahi Alayhi, a saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It said that he was once doing the tawaf of the Holy Kaaba and he saw that a person was making dua in the court of Allah, was holding onto the cloth of the Kaaba. He was holding onto the cloth and he was saying only one dua, that Ya Allah, give me death with iman. Give me death with iman. This was the dua that he was continuously making. So that Shaykh, he went up to him and he asked that, oh brother, why are you continuously making just this one dua? You're at a place where the duas are accepted. Make some other dua as well. Why only are you just making the dua of Ya Allah, save my iman, give me death with iman? So he replied, he said that I had two brothers. Both of them were muadhin in the masjid. They used to do adhan in the masjid for free of cost. At the time of death, one of the brothers, they came and they said that bring the Quran. So people came and brought the Quran as a means of blessing for that person. He came and he said that whatever is in this book, I reject. Saying this, he passed away in this state. And my other brother also died on the state of disbelief. And I am fearful of my death, that may Allah save me from disbelief as well at the time of my death. And that person, that Shaykh, he asked that, oh brother, what was the reason for this? Why did they have such a bad end? He said that my brothers, they will take interest in looking at non-mahram women. They will take interest in looking at women that were not lawful for them, that were not halal for them, going into haram relationships. And they would also take interest in young boys, looking lustfully at young boys and engaging with them. My dear viewers of Madani channel, isn't this a prevalent problem from amongst our communities? Haram relationships, going into wrongful things, and looking at wrongful things on the mobile phone, looking at wrongful things on the streets. And nowadays, even with our friends, we elbow them that look who's going by. Look at that, she's going past. And we encourage others to look as well. This is the state of our ummah. My dear viewers of Madani channel, it's important that we save ourselves from sins, because sins can lead a person to the destruction of their iman. In Sharh al-Sudur, Imam al-Suyuti, rahmatullah alayhi, he mentions that there are four causes of a bad end. Number one, laziness in offering prayer. Laziness in salah. Not just missing salah, but laziness in salah can be a cause of a bad end. Number two, consumption of alcohol. Drinking alcohol, unfortunately, nowadays is so common. Even, unfortunately, our own Muslim community is involved in this bad act as well. Number three, disobedience of parents. And number four, causing harm to Muslims. Yes, my dear brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, causing harm to our fellow Muslims can lead a person to death without iman. We need to ponder upon our actions. Am I safeguarding my brothers and sisters from my evilness of my tongue and from the evilness of my hands? The Prophet ﷺ said, "Al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min lisani wa yadihi." That a Muslim is that who safeguards another Muslim through his tongue and through his hands. Are we causing pain through our tongues to our fellow Muslim brothers and sisters? Are we causing hatred and animosity because of what we say to our family members, to our brothers and sisters, to the people of the community? Are we swearing? Are we lying? Are we causing hate and causing breaking people's hearts due to our words? Are we indulged in things that we shouldn't be doing with our hands and destroying people's... It can be through any means. It can be through destroying through the hands of not paying debt on time, destroying or vandalizing people things, or driving the car in such a speed that could be a cause for harm or a cause of death for people. And this is so common nowadays, accidents through fast driving. So these aspects we need to look into and really ponder over. That as a Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted us with iman. We are Muslims. We need to act like Muslims as well. We believe in Allah. We believe in His prophets. We need to act upon the commandments that Allah and His prophets sent as well. And safeguard ourselves from sins. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, how can we save ourselves from sins? Imam Muhammad Ghazali, rahmatullah alayhi, he mentions in Ihya al-Ulum, he states that if you wish to remain safe from a bad end, spend your entire life obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, avoiding each and every sin. Every sin. Sometimes we think, you know, it's only a small sin. This is a very common phrase that we heard. That, you know, Allah can forgive me. In Urdu, a lot of people, they say, Allah muaf karne wala. Yes, Allah will forgive. Allah is Rahman and Rahim. But also Allah is Jabbar and Qahhar as well. When He grips someone, then no one can leave from that. So we need to ponder and make sure that we save ourselves from even the minor sins. Imam Ghazali further on states that it is necessary that you have fear like the Arifin, like the pious saints. That's the fear that we should adopt. That when they would hear the Holy Quran, they would weep. They would scream and fall unconscious. Some are the state that they would pass away just upon hearing the ayats of the Holy Quran about the grip of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He further on states that you should always make efforts to have a good end. Always remain engrossed in the dhikr of Allah. Continuously do the dhikr of Allah. And now dhikr of Allah doesn't always have to just be through the tongue. By saying Allah, Allah. It doesn't always have to just be this. It can be through our hands that we do, through our bodily limbs, that we do actions to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do things with good intention. It's stated, the fuqaha, the jurists, they say that things which are mubah, things which are permissible to do, things which neither have any reward, neither have any sin. For example, eating. If you do this with a good intention, then that will also become mustahab for you, an act of ibadah for you. For example, we eat every single day. If someone just eats without no intention, there's no sin, there's no reward, there's nothing involved. But if he makes a good intention that I'm eating so I can gain strength, and with that strength I'm going to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now his eating will also be ibadah as well. So doing dhikr of Allah has many types. Even going out to work and learning livelihood for your children and having a good intention with that can be a means of dhikr of Allah as well. Imam Ghazali further on states that remove the love of the world from your heart. It's a very important aspect. So remove the love of the world from your heart. Avoid even looking at wicked people, as the heart is affected by this. The heart is even affected by looking at people who are indulging in wrong things, looking at evil people. So don't even, you know, associating with them is far thing. But even just looking at them, it can cause an issue in the heart. And it can make your mind turn towards them as well. So looking at them, seeing what they do, it can incline your hearts to do them bad actions as well. Because there is a lazzat, there is some kind of a sweetness that there is in haram. And that sweetness is what we need to avoid. So my dear viewers of Madreen channel, it's very important that we learn about our aqaid, keep our iman safe, and try to do actions that can please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not cause the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be upon us. Always make dua in the court of Allah and make dua for death with iman. Make dua for death with iman. And make dua that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all death with iman in the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara. And I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us the ability to learn more about the belief system of Islam. And inshallah, in the upcoming episodes, we will be further going on and delving into the aqaid, the belief system of Islam, and looking into the articles of faith in a much detail. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon us and bless us. Inshallah, until next time, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Allah, help me understanding of Islam. Allah, help me understanding of Islam.